Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations, you have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 Soul Purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we have a very special show for you. We're going to be speaking about awakening and how it impacts our journey, especially as we're moving through some very interesting times and interesting energies with my dear friend and colleague, Reverend Dr. Lorraine Cohen. And before we dive in, I want to share a little bit about her with you because she's got quite a background. She actually has an extensive background in addictions, recovery, emotional trauma, and spiritual guidance over the last 25 years. She's guided thousands of conscious business owners and change agents to transform and transcend a painful past into a powerful present and a joyful future, which I'm sure we're all eager to dive into. She's known for her expertise in shifting fear into power, and is passionate about helping people to overcome the limitations of their mind, to know their value, claim their divine power, and live their purpose in alignment with their spirit. And she's also a popular broadcaster. She actually hosts the Compelling Conversations for Powerful Living series, which I joined her on recently. And she discusses things like business, personal, and spiritual topics with really powerful teachers, including Marcy Shymoff, James Twyman, Neil Donald Walsh, Gay Hendricks, Janet Atwood, and many others. And she's got a very warm and engaging presentation style, so I definitely encourage you to tune in because she definitely delivers on amazing conversations. So you can visit her at www.powerful, that's two L's, dash living.biz. And we'll continue to let you know throughout the show how you can get in touch with her. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Lorraine to the show. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I always love hearing the introductions and realize, my God, they're talking about me.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, and you've got quite a history for sure. And since we're on Soul Purpose Central, I always love to start with people's stories. How did you get here? This is an evolutionary process. So how did you first align to your soul purpose?
I've been hit over the head so many times. You know, I think that I've been on this journey all my life. And most specifically, after my mother died in 1981, you know, a lot of times when people die, we find ourselves asking a lot of questions. And for me, it was a pivotal point of awakening in ways of wanting to make sense out of my life. And in that journey, I began to remember who I am through some very painful processes, through what I would call, that folks can relate to, as the dark night of the soul, or having a spiritual earthquake. And the more awake that I become, the clearer I become as to what my purpose is. You know, it's not that you wake up and you suddenly know, okay, this is my purpose. The more aligned that I have become with who I am, the clearer I am about what it is that really speaks to my heart. And while I've had awareness along the way, just in the introduction that you gave, the work that I do, the inner work that I'm so passionate about, is very much at the heart of my purpose, is helping people to release themselves from a painful past so that they can create space for their
souls to come forward to more fully emerge in their life and be the guiding force rather than the imaginations of their mind. That has always been my purpose. And I think that I'm understanding it in ways that I've never understood it before with the shifts that are happening on the planet right now.
Mm. Well, what changes are you seeing?
Well, it's painful.
I don't just mean with you, but, you know, we tend to, you know, collectively experience things together. So what kind of things are you noticing as we move through this process of awakening?
There are some very specific areas, Jennifer, that I think it's so important to highlight. And that is, as we're moving out of the state of numbness inside, mm-hmm. to become much more conscious and more fully alive, which means feeling, sensing things in ways that we have never felt and sensed things before. It's kind of like, you know, shifting from black and white to technicolor.
Mm.
And so many people, and I would include myself in definitely in some ways, we have learned how to manage life rather than to really live it. And where we are now is an invitation to become more present within ourselves, having the courage to get to know ourselves really well and to allow those things from our past that we have distanced from, that we have, you know, that we're holding on to, wearing it on our bodies, feeling the weight in our heart, acting it out in our lives through scarcity and constriction, through not good enough, and, you know, all the different stories that we have embraced, that we wear throughout our lives. We're being brought to face these, I'm going to call them lies, and to feel things we've never felt before without resisting.
Oh.
Really allowing the feeling to wash over us. And, you know, I'd love to share an example of that.
Uh-huh.
I've talked quite a bit to my community about this experience that happened to me recently. I've always been a feeling person, you know, crying at the drop of a hat, especially if it's a sad story about love. You know, there's got to be a box of tissues near me or I'm in big trouble. And I found myself being woken up about 3:30 a.m., must have been about 6 weeks ago. And I was experiencing some sensations in my ankle of, it felt like energy that was swirling, that was trying to get out of my body. And while I've experienced that in the past, my tendency has been to move my ankle around to somehow make it stop, because it feels so uncomfortable. And as I breathed and felt into, really just let my attention go into the center of that energy, what I became aware of was a sense of panic. And that was probably why in the past I've done everything that I could think of to try to move that energy without really sitting into it.
Mm.
And as I continued to breathe into that energy and didn't move my body, really just let it expand in my body, within just a couple of minutes, I was overwhelmed with a deep sense of despair and hopelessness that flooded my body, probably happened within a matter of seconds. And I found myself sobbing, Jennifer. And the sense that I had was, it was so old, probably that I've been carrying around from when I was a very young child. And I was very fortunate that I did not grow up in a horrific environment as so many people, but definitely had its own challenges. And as I continued to breathe and allow those tears to flow without trying to move it, without trying to calm myself down, to really totally surrender to it, within several minutes of just letting that emotion just carry me, I could feel it begin to level out inside of my body. And I thought, okay, great. That was a wonderful release that I totally allowed. And I turned off the light thinking that I might go back to sleep. It was probably about 4 a.m. And I felt a second wave fill me, which felt even more intense. And this time I allowed myself to get on my knees. And prayer is something I'm very comfortable with of recent months. It's not something that I always did, but I've definitely gotten much more comfortable in deepening my relationship with my divine. And I just started to pray, not for the emotion to be taken away. What my prayer was for the strength and the courage to stay in that, even to invite it to get more intense, so that in fully embracing it, I knew that ultimately what happens is that when we surrender fully to any emotion or any experience without any resistance, it will burn out. And the other side of that is peace. So I allowed myself to be there, gave myself the gift of just being immersed in that despair and pain. And very soon after that, I don't even know what time it was, I felt this sense of peace, of grace. And when I finally turned off the light, my body felt more peaceful, as if I was more anchored in my body probably than ever before. And I also had the awareness, because of the work that I do, and you probably experience this yourself, that when you hold that space of helping others to find their own way, you also tap into the pain in the world. So the sense that I had was that what I was not only processing some of my painful past, but that I was probably also helping to be of service to those in the world who may not be aware of some of that pain, that I was also doing it for them.
Beautiful. I definitely want to go into that more deeply, because I'm sure that touches a lot of people that are listening right now. So I want to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk more about processing energy on behalf of the collective. So we'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from CN Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. And today we are talking about awakening and what that looks like, especially as we're moving into the new paradigm, with my friend and colleague, Reverend Dr. Lorraine Cohen. And before the break, she was sharing her story about some energy that she was processing. So I wanted to talk more about that, Lorraine, with respect to processing energy on behalf of the larger collective, because a lot of people are aware they're doing it and they're not so sure what to make of it, how to deal with it, and so on. So what recommendations can you share with listeners today?
You know, that's really a great question. One of the most important things that I do say to people, especially when they realize that they are tapping into the collective, is they get scared and think that it's something that they have to fear and they have to do a variety of different rituals and energy clearings. And one of the things that I definitely want to stress is the fact that we are all connected in oneness. That's really what awakening is all about, is that we are awakening to the fact that we are beneath the surface of our individual personas, that we are all souls and that we are here as part of a collective consciousness and a collective energy. I always encourage people, especially now, to be committing to consistent daily spiritual practices, things that help you to be connected to your source, your personal divine, whatever your language is, things that help you to stay into greater alignment. You may have some energy techniques that you like to work with. There's certainly a ton out there for anybody who is seeking. And to just understand that it may be part of your soul purpose is that you have come into this life to be of service to people in that way. So I don't really stress over it and get, you know, scared about what I might be carrying in my energies. Sometimes I go into a shower and just set the conditions in my mind that the water is just clearing my field. So that's something that you could certainly do. Or just have the thought that, you know, that things that move in and out of your energies, that you're just a filter, you know, kind of like when you think of an air conditioning filter or, you know, a screen, that energy just moves in and out. And if you find that you're questioning whether something that you're feeling is really yours or not, that's also a question that you can ask, is what I'm feeling mine? And if it isn't, you can just say, then I let it go. It doesn't have to be complicated. You know, things can be expressed very, very simply, but the better that you take care of yourself and really keeping your energies clear, take care of your own stuff and be in conversation with your guidance for questions. People forget to do that, to just ask and say, what is mine to do today? What is calling to me? What is asking to be expressed? Is what I'm feeling mine or is it somebody else's? And if it's somebody else's, not to just go into a panic and say, oh my God, I'm carrying somebody else's stuff, to just bless that person to move into that space of inner love and to release it, just to let it go, to give it over to the divine, to give it over to the universe, to give it over to your guides, to give it to your angels, to just ask your angels to just take that energy. It can be transmuted, and the universe can use it.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. We can try to make things way more complicated than it needs to be. Because our spiritual growth and awakening and so on is so profound, we expect that profound equals complicated. And really, a lot of the times, the most profound things are the most simple things.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of information out there, and we're given the opportunity to really distill that information, to look at some of the ways in which we give our power away to other people who seem to be in a position of authority. And we're at a time, again, in this journey of awakening, to realize that we are so connected to a wealth of wisdom that it's time for us to begin to access and trust.
Mm.
And that's not to say that there isn't value to engaging in conversations with other people, but there's a difference between determining that somebody else's truth is ours.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else might be uncomfortable with the energies that they're feeling and not know what to do with them. But, you know, there's a wisdom that will pop through. It can come through as intuition that might say, go and kick your shoes off and walk on the earth and ask the earth to just clear your energies. You might get a nudge to do that. You might get a nudge to go to a spa and have some wonderful spa treatments done. You might get a nudge to go to bed a little bit early. So pay attention to keeping those pathways for your guidance to come through and to support you in working with the energies. We forget so often. We're so used to filtering questions through our mind. And that may not be so for everybody, but I know it's definitely a habit I can get into, is rather than asking the question of what am I being called to do, sometimes I will, you know, literally shift into what should I do, and defer to my ego to be my guiding force, which is not really the part of me that I want to be using as a confidence. Kind of like, you know, if you were looking for guidance and direction and you saw somebody in the middle of the street having a meltdown, is that the person that you would want to ask for guidance? And yet we do that all the time, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, you know, rather than looking at managing or being afraid of what you're feeling, you know, and this is just part of the culture, is to be afraid of our feelings. You know, these feelings are good, those feelings are not so good. You know, get rid of the, you know, the fear feelings and the anger feelings and all these other feelings as fast as you can, because they're bad feelings, and feelings are just feelings. We're here to feel the full scope of feelings, but what's different is to pay attention to how we can become so anchored in certain feelings and stories that we build four walls, a roof, move in, and make it our permanent residence. I want to get quoted on that. Somebody please quote me on that.
That's hilarious. Well, I want to go more into that, but we're going to take a quick commercial break. And before we do, I know that you have a free gift for everyone listening today. So if everyone listening can visit www.isayyesnow.com, Lorraine actually has a very inspirational video that you can download for free. It's a free 30-minute audio on the power of yes, and that can really support you on your journey. So make sure you visit that while we're taking a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuPractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. So glad you're with us today. We've been talking with Lorraine Cohen, who is the founder of powerful-living.biz, and she's been sharing her wisdom around awakening and our emotional consciousness and so on. And we're going to continue to talk about that. But one of the things I mentioned at the beginning of the show is that she's also a really accomplished radio host. And being a radio host myself, I can appreciate what she's about to share with us. But for those of you that are listening that either have been on radio or are thinking about being on radio, she has a really neat opportunity for you to learn from her wisdom. So, Lorraine, I'll actually let you share with folks what you're offering today.
Oh, thank you so much, Jennifer. You know, as I've been, kind of shifting from guest to host hat, while we were talking, I was thinking about this particular program I want to tell folks about. You know, I've been talking about awakening and aligning with a new consciousness on the planet. We've just been touching on that a little bit. And part of the alignment includes creating new life paradigms that bridge spiritual principles with business practices in a whole new way. And we're really finding our way through that. It's not really something that we feel really savvy with yet. And one question that I would put out to people is, who on this call doesn't want to live a meaningful life, to make a difference in the world, living your purpose and being profitable without compromising who you are? That's definitely questions that we're asking. And I truly believe that one of the ways that you can powerfully do that is effectively using venues like this call today with online radio programs, telesummits, teleseminars, and live presentations, even if you have a shoestring budget. You mentioned that I'm a seasoned host and a popular guest. I've been on well over 200 programs that has reached thousands of people worldwide. And I've spoken to live audiences for the past 25 years. I don't even know how many people I've actually spoken to. And I started getting calls from folks who wanted to use media opportunities to reach a global audience because they also wanted to build credibility and visibility, and they wanted to make money. And enriching people's lives also means that it is that alignment between how do I show up as a spiritual person and also run a successful business, which I know that you certainly model, Jennifer. So the questions that people were asking me was, how do I start? You know, where do I get started? How do I get booked on the right shows? How do I prepare for my presentation so it's entertaining and it's content rich? And how do I invite folks to do business with me? They were very uncomfortable about that. And with visibility as one of the challenges I think many folks are struggling with, who have great services and programs that tons of people don't know about, I think it's a no-brainer to look for venues like radio and teleseminars so that you can make connections with people globally by being a great guest. And I, you know, Jennifer and I were talking just briefly about, you know, folks who seem to have a great conversational format, and then when they get on programs, they blow the opportunities. They don't know how to express themselves. They don't know how to come across entertaining. They don't know how to invite people to do business with them. And it's opportunity after opportunity that they really let slip by. So I created a program to show you how to get your message out in the world and do it the right way so that you can avoid making costly mistakes, so that you can secure bookings on programs with the right hosts and powerfully connect with your target audience so that you deliver a compelling message, one that sounds sincere, that's memorable, and invites your listeners to become potential customers and clients. I taught this as a 5-week mentor program for a couple of years, and now it's available as a home study program. I'm so proud of this program. You get 4 robust learning guides, comprehensive transcriptions of each recording from the best past sessions. We spent easily 150 hours making these transcriptions incredible. Actual samples and templates you can duplicate, and over 11 hours of recorded interviews with renowned experts in the field of media training, publicity, marketing, PR, and you get that at no extra cost. These are people who have transformed people's lives and made a lot of money doing what they love. Alex Carroll, Joan Stewart, Kathleen Gage, Lori Giovannoni are just a few. Some folks have said that they bought the program especially to get these special interviews, which I think is pretty hilarious. The wealth of materials will not only help you be a fabulous guest, the information will also enrich all areas of your business. And if you buy this program before August 5th, you get an instant $200 off the price. You pay only $497. Or something I've never done before is I've offered a 2-pay plan so that you get it for 2 payments of $260 when you make your purchase by August 5th at midnight. And I believe it's going to be one of the best investments you'll make in creating a global presence and sharing your message with the world. And to check it out, if you go to www.beagreatradioguest.com, beagreatradioguest.com, it really will be one of the investments, one of the best investments I think you'll ever make.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing that. And Lorraine, you and I were talking during the break. I can share with everyone listening because I've interviewed so many different people, and it doesn't really matter whether you're an author or a trained speaker or whatever, because there are plenty of people out there that we expect to be really great speakers, and they're just, you know, not.
Yeah.
But it absolutely will make a difference as to whether you get invited back onto someone's program, and whether you're referred to other people who have great broadcasts, whether it's radio or teleseminar or whatever, and ultimately helps the people you're trying to give the message out to, because that's really who we're speaking to. It's not about you. It's about your message. And having, you know, had to perform dental surgery, I call it, over the years, and pulling teeth or getting people to be energized or being of service and delivering high-value content or whatever it is, I can share with you, it's really important to invest in that kind of training, because the investment that you make now will actually pay off in very tangible and intangible ways in the future. And I can also share that when I have done teleseminars and radio programs, I've recently just done a whole bunch of different telesummits, and I wasn't even selling anything, but because of how I showed up, I actually signed on 5 very high-level 12-month coaching clients, which, you know, I'm not going to share with folks what that put into my business, but you can imagine that it's quite significant. So, and that was just from me and being my message and wanting to really serve. So I know for sure, because you're listening to her right now, that she's a really compassionate person and very gifted at speaking, that she knows what she's talking about.
You know, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because one other point that I wanted to add is that there are so many ways that a person can use an interview to leverage it for different aspects of their business. But one key point is it can be the first introduction that a person has to connecting with you energetically. Uh-huh. And if you are uncomfortable and you're not prepared and you're rambling and you're making all sorts of mistakes, that is the message that's being communicated. And you don't get a second chance with a lot of people. So it really is so important to not only be prepared, but it's a great confidence builder, isn't it? When you are working with some of this material and you get to find out, hey, I really know what I'm talking about. And that's what gets communicated, because so many people have no idea of their own value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you're so right about having only one chance to reach people. People will, well, here's the thing about human nature, and I know you know this, and just to remind everyone that's listening, is that when we have resistance, we will make it about anything to not do the work that we need to do. We'll make it about someone's voice. We'll make it about how many ums they've said. If it's an in-person presentation, we'll make it about what they're wearing. Because as long as we're focused on what the presenter is or isn't doing, we don't have to just really hear the message and take it in. So the more easy we can make the message and deliver it in a way that really speaks to people, and we're not speaking at people, but we're basically having a conversation with people and engaging them, the more they can hear the very message that we're so passionate about them hearing.
Yeah. It's all about connections, and it's all about relationships.
Absolutely. And the more authentic we sound, and the more we sound like we care, and the more we give people the impression that we truly value them and want them to take away however many aha moments they're willing to have, that really goes a long way.
Yeah.
But if we sound unenthused or monotone, or we're scattered and we're not prepared and so on, it does take away. And so it's great to have that kind of training, especially as we're getting out there and we are nervous and we don't know what to expect.
And then you get off the phone, you beat yourself up because you didn't come across the way that you wanted. You get to belittle yourself, and then now we're back into that emotional state again, aren't we?
Yep. And then you have to call Lorraine and book an appointment to get your inner child work done. So I know we want to still talk about that, because there's a lot around emotional consciousness that is just so important, especially as we're going through this journey of awakening. So we're actually going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to dive more into that, so that we can really support people in understanding how to move through this awakening place. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Great to have you back, everyone. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we are with Reverend Dr. Lorraine Cohen, who is founder of powerful-living.biz. And before the break, she was sharing her wisdom around helping people develop their media training and made a special offer to people who are listening to Soul Purpose Central, which is a very generous offer. We also want to dive back into these pathways of awakening that you were speaking about before. So what are those?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I need an hour or so.
Okay.
There are definitely three that I want to focus on in the time that we have. And the first one is forgiveness.
Mm.
This is such a hot topic for so many people because of the amount of regrets and resentments and the self-recrimination and the anger that we carry that we have not released. And because we're in an ongoing experience of being in relationship with people, there's always opportunities for some forgiveness. Some people have said that it's easy for them to forgive other people, but when it comes to themselves,
they are very, very hard on themselves. So from my experience and as I am learning about my own journey of awakening, it becomes very clear that as long as we are holding love away from ourselves, we will not awaken, because it creates a separation between our divinity. And as long as there is that block, we're literally holding ourselves back from ourselves, because our nature is love. So forgiveness becomes really, really key to look at our willingness to forgive others, our willingness to forgive ourselves where there is a lack of forgiveness, and to really embody what forgiveness feels like. It's not a mental exercise. It's something that we feel as a sensation, something that we feel in our heart. And when we have truly forgiven, what we feel is a sense of peace. So it is so important. And with forgiveness, there can be a lot of sadness associated with that, because when you open your heart to care about somebody, when you open your heart to experience love, sadness is a natural part, especially if something has happened where there is a need for forgiveness. You know, each of us at one time or another has acted unwisely. We've betrayed another. We've not shown up in the highest version of love that we can be. We've screwed up because we're human beings. And so when that happens, when we move into some of these places of being less than love, it's an opportunity for us to be forgiving of our humanity. You know, when you slip into a judgment or you can complain about someone, what a great time to forgive yourself for being less than love. So this is, you know, one of the things I work very closely with people is really helping them to develop, more of an open heart. And in being able to forgive, it opens the pathway for greater love. We can't really love somebody else if we don't love ourselves. And if we don't forgive ourselves, then we don't let that love in. And as long as we are in that space of constriction, it's very hard to attract the things in our life that we really want when we're dealing with so much repressed upset and distress.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And then, you know, to move into that place of grace is another pathway. And grace is about, you know, we've talked a little bit about that, Jennifer, about being in that non-resistant space of realizing that every person and situation that we encounter in our life is in service to our own growth and evolution. And if we can look at each person from that perspective, we never have to feel victimized by anyone or anything, because we realize that in this exchange, even if it's difficult, there is a nugget. There is something that is of service to us. It may be that that person is mirroring a quality inside of ourselves that we need to cultivate or that we have denied. There are so many ways that we can create shifts. So grace is also a pathway that allows us to dance with the experience, no matter what it is, even if it's painful, and to see it from a higher perspective rather than from some of those lower vibrations of pain and anger and shame and, you know, all of those painful energies that we carry inside of ourselves that may be crying out for some of that very important shadow work and inner child work that I started doing in 1987. And as I've worked with people who have had the courage to go into some of those places, what I have witnessed is most profound breakthroughs and celebration. You know, I was working with a woman recently who just grew up in a horrific environment of always feeling punished and brutalized by the people who were supposed to be caregivers. And in working with some of the forgiveness and self-love, she told me, I have to tell you, I had tears in my eyes when she told me this, that in doing some of the work with me in some of my programs and also individually, that's the first time in her life that she ever felt in her body and the first time in her life that she was ever able to experience any self-love. I mean, how extraordinary is that? We are so ready for this. And it doesn't have to take years and years and years and years. What it takes is guts. And it takes a willingness to go where you have never dared to go before. And you don't do it alone. It's important to know when to have help and to also to invite your divine to partner with you. That's something I work very closely with people, is helping them to cultivate a deeper relationship with their inner divinity. And when you walk with God, which is my language, you are working with a very powerful partner.
Mm. And what a great message to leave us with today as we start to wrap up today's show. I wish we could talk forever, but we're at that time. So I guess that just means we're going to have you back on.
See, I was hoping you'd say that.
We have such a hard time getting along.
I know. We have to work on that.
Yeah, we really do.
I can help you.
Oh, thank you. With some shadow work and inner child work. Absolutely. Well, what a great blessing it's been to have you on the show today. And I'm so thrilled that we were able to chat and participate in the wisdom that you shared with us today. And want to thank you again for being on this show. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today and being with us and taking this in. I wish you all a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and look forward to connecting with you again next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.